Hello, this is Sherry Luttrell, and welcome to our third podcast on parenting your child with Asperger's. We are going to continue with our discussion on behaviors, on why they do what they do. And I would like to continue talking about the types of children that you may encounter. For example, just like people have personality traits, individuals with Asperger's also have different personality traits. No two people are alike, so you're always going to, so try to not fit your child into a type. But what I am going to do for you today is explain to you that there are some general subtypes that these individuals have in common. For example, one of these subtypes is called the rule individual, person who is obsessed with rules. This individual is someone who does well in situations where they know who's in control. So perhaps they do better at school than they do at home. This is generally the situation. This individual has their rules, things are okay, you know, things are good. But if the rule has not been established, then this person is a very unhappy individual. Again, this type of individual must have rules to live by, or they're going to create their own, and they're probably not going to match yours. And this causes a lot of conflict and unnecessary upset until someone prevails. These individuals generally respect authority figures, and that's why at school there really generally isn't a problem. And sometimes the teachers say, oh yeah, he's just great at school. And the parents are like real surprised to hear how well-behaved their child isn't at school, because at home they're, you know, a holy terror. So this individual can be quite bossy and controlling, and there's tantrums and yelling and arguing. And the key to recognizing this type of individual is, because at school, again, at school they're great, and at home they're not. This type of individual, this rule type of individual, doesn't want anybody mad at him. He's very cooperative with authority figures, he's obedient, but he can be very naive and taken advantage of. Clearly, these individuals, these children, have anxiety, and that's why they need their rules. And that's why they try to make other people follow their rules. Because to them, if there's nobody in charge, then the world is in chaos. Other types of individuals are individuals who are very logical. They need to know the reasons for the rules before they'll obey. And they're not just going to blindly accept your rules. And if they don't make sense to him, if they're too arbitrary or not adequate, then this type of individual is not going to listen. These types of individuals try to make sense of the world through logic and reasoning and rational thought. And he wants the world to be this kind of place, and they ask a lot of questions about how the world works. And so if he can understand how things are supposed to be and the reasons behind these things, he's much more cooperative individual. These types of individuals usually have pretty high IQs. And again, once they know the reason behind something, they're pretty, you know, cooperative. But the rule alone is not sufficient. So if you ever try to use the rule, well, because I said so, that's just not going to cut it with these individuals. Sometimes they can be very over-analytical, and they kind of get stuck in that. But try to be aware that that they're, if you can give an explanation for the reason why things are, you're going to have a much better handle on the situation. Another type of individual are the ones that, the individuals that tend to be extremely emotional. They're more difficult to deal with because rules and reasons don't really mean a lot to this type of individual. And their emotions control their behaviors. So if you don't recognize or deal with their emotions, you're not going to have much success with this type of individual. You're going to see a lot more tantrums. They're more likely to act out. They often find themselves in a state of frustration, at best, and crisis at worst. And a lot of these, the mass majority of this type of group, they end up on medications for their behaviors because their issues, because their coping skills are so inadequate to meet the demands of the world. But fortunately, the right medication and effective behavioral plans can do wonders with these individuals. In this category falls the people that are very, like, paranoid. And by far, this is one of the more difficult types of individuals to work with. They see the world from an adversarial point of view, and the world is against them. Everyone is out to get them, and no one can be trusted. And their philosophy is a good offense, you know, maintain a good offense for everything. The slightest issue can be a source of provocation. Once he begins an attack, they're usually relentless, and they keep coming at you until they're exhausted. When they're children and they do this, then you can handle them, but when they become teens, that's generally when the police get involved. They're thinking, they're also people that are generally very intelligent, very bright, but their thinking involves a lot of violent things, violent themes such as, you know, they want to fire, they want to murder, they want to shoot, they want to destroy people who go up against them in any way, no matter how trivial. And sometimes you'll find diagnosis of oppositional defiant disorder or maybe bipolar disorders in these types of things, these types of diagnoses. You need a lot of professional help to deal with this type of individual. And again, you have to try and find solutions. This is going to be, you need to find very powerful reinforcers that you can use with these types of individual. And again, a very highly structured environment, which we will talk about in later podcasts. Another type of individual in this group, you're going to find these emotional kids. These are the fantasy children. You know, also your ADHD kids, your obsessive compulsive kids. The types of individuals who have difficulty processing things and attending because they're never there with you. The ADHD individual is always someplace, he can't focus. The OCD individual is overly focused. And the fantasy individual just wants to live in his Xbox or his Game Boy or his Pokemon or his Yu-Gi-Oh! Because the fantasy world is it's much easier place to live than the real world. And they don't like to leave the fantasy world. They they know what to expect, and they get very upset at times when you force them into reality because they don't like reality. Then there's the anxiety kid. If you will notice, all the previous types of individuals also have anxiety. But these individuals are the ones that need more time to handle even the smallest issues. You cannot, even the smallest change can result in an upset for an individual who has strong anxiety response. These types of individuals are the ones that when they're little, they cry a lot and they cling to people and they don't want to leave their house and they hide under the chairs. These individuals need a lot of routine and a lot of structure. And they need explanations about everything that's happening, okay? You don't really have to explain a lot of rules in each situation. I take that back. You need to explain a lot of the what's going to be happening in these situations so that they can deal with their anxiety. You're also going to find the angry, resistant type of individuals that are very emotional. They're not quite as paranoid, but they're not quite as intense as the paranoid individuals. But they definitely want to control the situation, and they have their own rules about the world. And they're often diagnosed as the oppositional defiant, with an oppositional defiant disorder. They can also be anxious about the world when they don't know what's happening. But they tend to think that other people are trying to control them and they're being unfair. And they need a fight to gain control and get things straightened out in their way of thinking. But generally, this arguing doesn't do any good. It just makes the situation worse. So you really have to try and avoid power struggles with this individual. Because it just further aggravates the situation. And then you've got the individual who's just seems to be does a lot of complaining and whining. They're very negative about the world. Again, they only want to do their preferred activities, and they don't want to do anything that they don't. They spend a lot of time arguing with you and refusing. They're definitely the glass is a half empty kind of individual. And they rarely see the good in any situation. It's always negative. They can be cooperative at times, but this type of individual is prone to depression more than any other type, because of that negative attitude. And trying to teach them a positive attitude and learned optimism, that's not easy in this situation. But that's what you eventually have to do. One more point. Now that we've talked again about the types of behaviors and the types of individuals and what kind of behaviors that they demonstrate, don't forget, you need to find out the reasons behind the behaviors, the functions of the behavior. And a very easy thing to remember is ABC. A stands for the antecedent. What led up to the problem behavior? What happened just before the child misbehaved? And then B is the behavior. What did the child do? And then C is the consequence. What were the results of their behavior? So what happened as a result of their behavior? It could be either they got in trouble or you gave in. But we'll talk more about the ABCs in the future, because you're going to be using ABCs to help determine strategies for behavior and parenting. So remember, ABC. A is antecedent. What led up to the problem? B, behavior. What did they do? And then C, consequence. What were the results of their behavior? What happened after the behavior occurred. And that's the end of this podcast. And until I see you again, stay safe. Bye.